This Piano Jazz Shorts podcast is from the 1991 Piano Jazz Archives.
Hi, I'm Marion McPartland. My guest today is Harold Mayburn. He's a swinging and versatile pianist, and he's really one of the true mainstays of the jazz scene. Harold, it's so nice to have you back on Piano Jazz.
It's my pleasure, Marion.
Well, what's been going on since I last saw you? It's been a while.
Well, since last, I went to Japan with nine other great pianists for a three-week tour, which was very nice.
You know, I feel so bad. I was supposed to be on that
thing. Exactly. I feel bad, too.
And I was looking at the roster, you know, and I saw your name there. And I thought, it was probably a wonderful tour, wasn't
it? Really
it
really was. You know.
That was just a group of all the top players with Tommy and yourself and Ray Bryant and Hank Jones.
Roger Kellaway. Cedar Walton.
God, you know, it's like talk about a real who's who of jazz. Well, you must be really into your solo piano groove then from that.
Well, it's getting there. I did quite a bit of solo over there, you know, because the time got a little short, so I figured I'd just play solo. Ray Bryant also did some solo work, too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, then you should be right in the mood to do one now.
I hope so.
Well, I'd love to hear something.
Okay, I think I'll do the old milestone.
The real old milestones.
The real old one, right.
Okay. Deep in thought, thinking, I wonder how long ago that one's written before the sort of the milestones that everybody knows, like.
Right.
Because that actually is a fascinating
it
tune.
It is. Very interesting work. Goes through a lot of changes, a lot of 2-5-1s and everything, you know.
You're a Memphis guy, aren't
right.
you? One of the vast number of good musicians who come from Memphis.
George Coleman's, Frank Sturges, Phineas Newborn, Calvin Newborn, Jameel Nassar, late Booker Little.
James Williams.
Donald Brown.
Donald Brown.
A gentleman by the name of Charles Thomas who really taught me before I met Phineas. Excellent pianist.
Charles Thomas.
I keep hearing about him.
Yeah,
he's fantastic.
He must be some legendary guy.
He really is.
Well, does he play professionally
still?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. He's very active, and he's better than ever before. He's still progressing. You know, Mulgrew Miller spent a lot of time with him when he was in the Memphis area.
Now, isn't Mulgrew from...
Mulgrew is actually from Greenwood, Mississippi, but he came to Memphis and went to Memphis State, I think.
Oh.
And that's where he met Phineas and Charles Thomas.
Phineas. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. You know, he was here on the show, and we had such a nice time. And you were just talking about a tune that he played.
Right.
While my lady sleeps. I wish you'd play you a version of that.
I sure will.
Okay. Made that into a real tour de force.
Oh, that was dedicated to Phineas. A lot of inspiration.
It's funny. I remember hearing him do that years ago. He did record it.
He recorded it with the Philharmonic Orchestra, RCA Victor, Dennis Farnan, Robert Farnan's brother.
Oh, my goodness. Because Robert Farnan, I never did know Dennis. But I remember, didn't his first album come out on Atlantic?
Atlantic, right. He is Phineas. With a picture of him in kneeling in Central Park.
I have that masterpiece. At home. My Keep God, that. He was the fastest piano player in the
sure
world
was.
At that time,
he sure
wasn't
was.
He?
Even-handed.
Yeah, it was just incredible. I mean, he was, I guess he's probably one of your
he
big
really
inspirations.
Is, first and foremost. I love all the guys, you know, Phineas, Ahmet, all of them, Nashville, I Tatum, Bud. But Phineas really, he's the one that really opened me up. To you know, to the possibilities with the piano, because as you know, he orchestrated everything. No matter what it was like it was 10 people playing. You know,
yeah.
He was really something.
Amazing.
And to have been that great, and he was not an egomaniac—that's the beautiful thing about it. To have been that great, you know, he could sight read anything from Scriabin on up to Rachmaninoff or whatever. You know, and he played saxophone, drums, and trumpet. But the piano was his love.
Like a natural born musician.
Really, exactly.
Certainly somebody to emulate, my
exactly.
goodness. Well, you, somewhere along the line, you moved to Chicago, didn't you?
1954, moved to Chicago.
So you must have dug all those...
That really opened me up otherwise, harmonically speaking, because to leave Memphis where you got maybe, say, 10 great pianists as opposed to 10 great pianists on every corner of Chicago, you know.
Oh,
and that was really
God.
An experience, meeting Ahmet Jamal, Chris Anderson, Bill Lee, Billy Wallace, Jody Christian, Johnny Griffin, Clifford Joy, all the list is endless. Plus, Charlie Parker and all other musicians would come to Chicago and work with the local rhythm section because the great musicians were there. Norman Simmons, Victor Sprowls.
Oh, Norman Simmons, yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny because we lived in Chicago, but by that time, when you were in Chicago, I had left to come to New York.
Right.
I was in Chicago just till 1950. But what a great town for
it
music,
really was.
Wasn't it? Then after that, you decided... That you should move to the Apple.
Move to the Big Apple, right. Well, we had a group in Chicago called the MJT Plus Three.
Oh,
with
right.
Frank
I remember
Frank Strozier,
that.
Walter Perkins, Bob Crenshaw, Willie Thomas. And
I remember that group.
That was a good group. Bobby Bryant was in the original group. As a matter of fact, he wrote a song we recorded called Sleepy, which was a jazz hit for us during those days.
How about us trying a duet? What do you think?
I think that would be fine, yeah.
Well... we couldn't go too far wrong with a Duke tune.
That's fine with me.
Squeeze me?
That's fine.
Okay, do that intro, and
okay.
We'll just...
Composition. You did a wonderful job on that. I thought the rapport was very good.
You mean we had good rapport?
We really did. Really fantastic. Beautiful.
Well, you're somebody that teaches a lot, aren't you?
Right. William Patterson College.
Right. Yeah. So, you know, I'm going to take that as a compliment. I mean, you're going to give me an A?
Oh, you get A plus.
Oh,
A
really? Plus. Oh, okay. Well, how long have you been teaching there, Harold?
Believe it or not, I'm going on 10 years out there. I had no idea it had been that long. But it's really very interesting, as you know, with teaching, because as Ted Dunbar said, teaching is learning. Because when you're serious about it, you learn yourself, because your students are going to ask you certain things. And my thing is, if I don't know, I'm going to research it and let them know. At the same time, I can keep it for myself. You know?
It's amazing how that's really true, that you do learn by teaching.
Right.
I mean, I haven't done what you'd call teaching. It's more kind of like hearing somebody play and sort of saying, well, don't play this chord or try this one,
right,
or something like
right.
that. But, I mean, you're really teaching from the basics
yeah.
on up, aren't you?
From up, phone up.
Yeah,
right.
Well, I mean, that must be fun for you.
It really
it?
Is. It really is. And what's good about my class, if I must say so, I teach 90% ear training, no fake books. So what they learn from me, good, bad, and different. It's from the way we learn by listening to records, you know. So I teach them a lot of standards, you know.
Well, we all learn by that.
That's right.
I never had a fake book. In fact, I don't recall having that much sheet music, really.
Never did have a sheet music fake book. We listened to the radio every night, and that's how we learn.
Yeah.
The melodies and the lyrics.
God, I learned so many tunes just from the BBC. In fact, I'd like to play you one that I don't know however old this tune is, but I think I first heard it on the BBC, some singer singing it.
Right.
It's called In the Blue of Evening.
Oh, beautiful.
And that's how I learned it, from hearing some English band play it. So it's something always stayed with me because it's so pretty.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station or stream the program online at pianojazz.npr.org. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina Public Radio.